In 1974, parents of Mexican-American and African-American students sued the Tucson Unified School District for discriminating against their children. The federal government intervened in what became known as the Fisher-Mendoza case. A few years later, the parties reached a settlement requiring TUSD to go under a desegregation order monitored by the U.S. Justice Department's Unitary Status Plan. Fast forward to today, when a federally appointed special master is in Tucson, writing a new unitary status plan after it was determined that TUSD did not comply with the desegregation order. The special master held a series of public meetings this week where representatives from the school district, the Justice Department, and the Fisher and Mendoza parties listened to hours of public comments about the proposed plan. Sylvia Campoy is a representative for the Mexican-American parents in the case.
The district did not act in good faith in desegregating the district. It ignored many of the recommendations that were made by its Independent Citizens Committee. Year after year, the committee found the district to be non-compliant. That's why we're back under a court order.
She says it's important for the special master to hear public comments about the district.
I think it's been a very welcoming environment, and I wholeheartedly believe that much of what has been recommended is going to be integrated into the final plan. I think it is the best out of a process where many compromises had to be made.
The newly proposed Unitary Status Plan aims to provide equal educational opportunities to African American and Latino students in TUSD. Most people ask the special master to reinstate TUSD's Mexican-American studies classes. In January, the district shut down the classes after the Arizona Department of Education said they violated a newly passed law. The proposed plan does not specifically name the Mexican-American studies classes. However, it says TUSD should have culturally relevant courses designed to reflect the history and culture of Latino communities. Willis Holly, the special master writing the plan, did not go into TUSD classrooms, but says he's been collecting information since January.
So I've gone to community meetings, I've met with teachers, I've met with the school officials because it's very important. Even though they are often thought of as the enemy, they're the ones who will implement the program. Hopefully we can move forward in a collaborative way and leave some of the bitterness behind, although I know that's going to be difficult.
He says the idea for the plan is to move from opportunity to achievement.
The test is not just whether people have done something, but whether they've done it well and whether it benefits the students. The bottom line is, do students benefit from all of this?
That's something Joanne Thompson also wants to see. She's a parent of an African-American student and says the district has wasted too much money and too much time talking about desegregation instead of implementing changes.
My whole concept is equality of education. So what is good for Mexican Americans is also good for African Americans. I think though in 2012 we should not be talking about individual ethnic studies. We should be talking about inclusiveness of all studies.
The parties involved have one more chance to make changes to the proposed plan, and by December 10th, the special master will give his final unitary status plan to the courts. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.